Please be seated. So in this gospel story today, John tells us of this rather intimate conversation between Jesus and Peter. And it's regarding this pretty significant mistake that Peter made right before Jesus was crucified. So Peter had been completing what would have been his equivalent of seminary, 3 years of learning with Jesus. And during most of that time, we could say he was overly confident, borderline arrogant, right? And then right at the end, he fails publicly, embarrassingly. And he and Jesus haven't really talked about it until right at this very moment. So this is a sermon about making mistakes and about how God responds to those we've made and those we're afraid we will make and probably will make in the future. So it's the end of an academic year, and some of you, I wasn't sure who would come today, but some of you may be fixing to graduate and move on to other communities. And it's often during times of celebration and commemoration that we can find ourselves plagued with memories of things that we've done or said that we may regret, times that we've screwed up. We may wonder how we'll be remembered by others, whether our failures might color their memory of us. So I'm grateful for this passage today because it gives us a chance to talk about mistakes. And a little while back, NPR ran this episode of the TED Radio Hour, and the topic was making mistakes. And they opened the show by saying, not only do we hate making them, but we hate talking about them. And then they spoke about students who are being trained to do important work, doctors, educators, helping professionals. And they talked about how when we're in school, we're often pristine, is what they called it. Like, we somehow managed to get through graduate school and our field placement without committing any really serious errors. So we think we never will. But then they invited these seasoned professionals on the show who'd been working for years, and they asked them one by one, doctors and educators and executives, they asked them, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in your work? And they got real quiet, and then they would swallow hard and take a deep breath. And one by one, the stories started pouring out, and they all had one. So they talked about this roller coaster of emotion that we go through in the wake of what is or seems like a fatal mistake in our professional work. And one doctor who shared a story of his most serious error, the host asked him, how long did it take before you felt prepared to be able to talk about it? And he said, decades. It took me decades. So in this passage today, we see that Jesus is not going to let Peter go decades without talking about this. But if he could have, Peter may have just hibernated in his shame for years, because what we see is after this public humiliation, Peter drops out. He goes back home. He goes back to fishing. In all accounts, it appears that he gives up on the hope of fulfilling his vocation as Peter, the rock on whom Jesus said he was going to build his church. So all because of just one mistake. Now, it was a pretty serious, embarrassing mistake. So he goes home to hide, and then Jesus shows up, and he's like, we're going to talk about this. So here's a few things that we're invited to notice about how Jesus does, how he restores Peter. So commentators will point out Jesus doesn't force him to talk right away. And I think that might be because Jesus sees what bad shape Peter's in. If you've ever been in what is called a shame spiral, what Brené Brown loves to call it, a shame storm, that's probably where Peter was. He might not have been sleeping well. He might not have been taking good care of himself, eating well. So Jesus first attends to some important physical needs. He gets him out of the water and brings him onto the beach, warms him up by the fire, gives him something to eat. And then he turns to him and he says this, Simon, son of John. He doesn't call him Peter, the rock. He calls him by his old name. So it's like he's saying, okay, you've gone all the way back to the beginning. I'll go with you all the way back to the beginning. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Like, do you love me in the arrogant, boastful way which publicly embarrassed you before? And Simon says, I have clumsy, imperfect human affection for you. And Jesus says, good, get back in the game. And then again, Simon, do you love me? And Simon's like, I have seriously flawed but very sincere human affection for you. And Jesus is like, good, get back in the game. And then a third time, Simon, do you have seriously flawed, clumsy human affection for me that's not above making mistakes? And now we see Simon's pain surface. It was always there. Jesus just names it so it can surface and be seen. And Simon answers humbly, yes. And Jesus is like, good, get back in the game. Exactly as you are, I don't need you to be any different. So we see our mistakes don't disqualify us. Not from love, not from belonging, not from this work. So I'd like to leave us with an invitation to consider. How might we practice praying through our shame feelings so that when we make a mistake, we're not inclined to drop out or give up? That's number one. And second, how might we practice gentleness with ourselves and others so that our mistakes could be welcomed maybe as valuable and meaningful. And finally, for those of you who are saying goodbye to us, I pray you leave with the assurance that your humanness only makes you more precious and dear to us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.